Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dave Endres with Trinity Presbyterian Church about the Palm Sunday Parade.
There's a Palm Sunday Parade coming up this weekend. First of all, tell us a little bit about how this started and just kind of give the people a little bit of a history as to how this came about.
Well, last year, of course, the pandemic struck in March, or at least that's when things started to close down. And for many of our churches, one of the highlights of the year is the Palm Sunday Parade, often done by children as they enter into the sanctuary waving branches. Well, we couldn't do that last year. And so instead, we created this car parade, which everybody could remain socially distanced and roll down their windows and wave branches as we drove through town.
All right, well, and talk a little bit about, I think everyone, I remember hearing about it last year. It felt like everyone kind of embraced this new way of doing things and getting it done in a way when, you know, the pandemic was limiting a lot of other things. And it felt like a really positive force last year.
Well, it was a lot of fun. We had nearly 70 cars. And if you start adding multiple people in cars, there probably was well over 100 people. It was really just a lot of fun. And because of that, we kind of, let's do this again. And it might end up being a ongoing tradition that a result of the pandemic has said, this needs to be something fun. And we have invited the entire community to participate. So this isn't just the Presbyterian Church, although we start in our parking lot, but everybody's invited to bring their palm branches and wave them out their windows. Hopefully it'll be a dry weather day.
Well, that's always the risk this time of year as well as we're talking. It's pretty soggy, I think, outside. But talk a little bit about those conversations. I know you mentioned, you know, planning it for this year. It was a lot of fun. Seems like another good year to do it, or a good way to do it again this year. But go a little bit more in depth on those conversations on planning it again for this year.
Well, I have one of my roles is I am the secretary of the Ministerial Alliance here in town. And so I connected with my colleagues in town and have invited them to invite their congregations. And I know several churches, or at least parts of their congregations, are planning to show up. As part of that invitation, I'm inviting them, if they have palm branches from their own congregations, to bring them so that they can wave them. But also an invitation has gone out with a paper copy of a palm branch so that they can print them off at home, color them if they'd like to, and they can bring the paper branches. And so that's a conversation we've had. And of course, we've joined with KNIA, who will be playing music. That was the one element that we missed last year. Because a Palm Sunday parade without music, there was definitely something missing. And I think we fixed that this year, so that should be good.
Well, I really hope so. So let's tell us a little bit about this Sunday's plan of events for people who want to participate and maybe those who haven't heard about it before.
We're going to be leaving the church parking lot at 12:30. That's the large parking lot that is just east of our sanctuary. It is south of the theater. So be at the parking lot at 12:30 or just a little bit before that. And if you don't have a palm branch, let us know. Wave your hand outside your car and we'll see that you get something. At 12:30, we are going to head up Howard and drive slowly, obeying all the traffic laws. The police know about this, but since we're really not a formal parade, so we're going to stop at all the stop signs, but we're going to head all the way up to Kentucky, turn west and come back down Buxton and return back to the church parking lot. The parade itself probably will take 15, 20 minutes, depending upon how many cars there are. Should be a lot of fun.
And just a reminder, 94.3 during that time will be playing music for the Palm Sunday Parade. Again, I just kind of go over, I think this is such a positive event, bringing everyone together for this. Talk about that aspect of this when normally it might be in a normal year a little bit more spread out, but this year it feels like the community coming together as well as last year.
Well, that's a very important aspect of what we're doing, not just for my congregation, the Presbyterian Church, but for the entire community. There aren't too many ways that we have been able to do that during the pandemic. And it is one of the, you know, besides the illnesses and the grief, just not being able to get together. And this is one very simple way, it didn't take a lot of work, to draw us together and to have fun doing it. One of the joys I had last year is as we were driving by the square, there was one young man who had heard about the parade, and he was on the corner with his trombone and adding his own music. And so if any of you out there want to step outside your house with an instrument, be my guest.
Once again, that was Dave Endres discussing the Palm Sunday Parade. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.